From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A suspected Syrian chemical attack is believed to have killed scores of people in the town of Khan Shakoun in northwest Idlib province Tuesday. The Syrian military denied any involvement, but White House spokesman Sean Spicer blamed President Bashar al-Assad and the policies of President Donald Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama.
Today's chemical attack in Syria against innocent people, including women and children, is reprehensible and cannot be ignored by the civilized world. These heinous actions by the Bashar al-Assad regime are a consequence of the past administration's weakness and irresolution.
If confirmed, Tuesday's attack, believed to have involved sarin gas, was the worst instance of chemical weapons use in Syria since 2013. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura was cautious in assessing blame.
We will be stimulating all those who have the capacity of finding out technically what it happened in order to be able to be much more precise. What we do know is that it was a horror.
An emergency UN Security Council meeting is set for later Wednesday. South Africa's largest trade union has called on President Jacob Zuma to step down following a controversial cabinet reshuffling that ousted a well-respected finance minister, Pravin Gordhan. That prompted one credit rating agency to downgrade South African bonds to junk status. Mike Schussler is an economist.
It really affects the average man on the street. It affects the average company. It's going to make creating jobs a lot more difficult. It certainly also means that interest rates may now not decline as much as they would have. It also means that the inflation is going to stay higher for longer.
Mr. Zuma said fiscal policy will be unchanged. He urged calm. Pressure is building for another no-confidence vote against him in Parliament. This is VOA News. Just a day before a U.S.-China summit is scheduled in Florida, North Korea launched another intermediate-range ballistic missile into waters off its east coast Wednesday. Troy Stangaron is an analyst with the Korea Economic Institute.
They are clearly trying to take and perfect their technology as quickly as they can. We're seeing right now tests that run roughly once a month, if not on a quicker pace. There have been discussions in regards to whether the U.S. is engaging in cyber attacks, and that might explain why we're seeing some of the failures. I think North Korea is determined to perfect this technology before they can be stopped.
The U.S. Pacific Command identified the latest missile as a KN-15 medium-range rocket that test-launched in February. Pyongyang's nuclear missile programs are expected to be a top priority in talks between President Trump and Xi Jinping of China. In Venezuela, clashes between security forces and protesters Tuesday opposed to socialist President Nicolas Maduro. The protesters erected barricades, burned trash, and hurled rocks and bottles at soldiers and police, who responded with pepper spray.
Nosotros nos desviamos, caminando en paz.
Protest organizer Lillian Tintori said the protesters have four demands: open a humanitarian channel for food and medical aid, release political prisoners, respect the Constitution, and hold new elections. Counter-protests in support of Mr. Maduro were also organized. Former National Security Advisor Susan Rice has denied she or other Obama administration officials used secret intelligence to gather information on associates of candidate and President-elect Donald Trump for political purposes. In an interview Tuesday with MSNBC, she refuted media reports that she made requests for the names of Trump associates who surfaced in intelligence reports. The revelation comes as multiple investigations look into Russia's alleged involvement in last year's U.S. election. Benin's parliament Tuesday narrowly rejected a draft bill by President Patrice Talon for a referendum to reform the Constitution, including a reduction of presidential terms from 2-1. Benin's leaders can serve 2 5-year terms currently. 60 members voted in favor of the measure, 22 against, with one abstention. The measure required a 4/5 majority. In the Pakistani city Lahore Wednesday, a suicide bomber killed at least 6 people and wounded several others when he blew himself up near an army vehicle that was transporting census workers. No initial claim of responsibility. Leaders on the divided Mediterranean island of Cyprus have agreed to resume unification talks next week following a 2-month hiatus. The talks stalled in February after Turkish Cypriots became angry over a decision by Greek Cypriot leaders to observe a symbolic 1950 referendum that called for unity with Greece. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.